This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
All right, guys. All right, we got a lot of work to do. Everybody ready? Buckle your seatbelts. We got a lot to talk about. Texas reports its first Zika local case. So now we have two states, thank God not more, but two states reporting local mosquitoes. It's kind of interesting because it is getting cold, but we're hoping that things change by this next season before we see a rehash of it and a resurgence of it like other countries have been dealing with now for the past few years. So we're going to tell you what's going on there and what happened in Texas. We have three people who died after a Thanksgiving meal at a church. Three people died. Five others sickened. Now, I mean, my mom's cooking is bad, but she's never poisoned us or, never given us food poisoning. So we'll tell you what happened with that. That's pretty scary. One in seven people with HIV have no idea they have the virus. This is at least being reported by the European Union. Now, we do have some good news ahead. It looks like they are starting a new trial on an HIV vaccine in Africa. Apparently, its predecessor only had about 31% efficacy, but this one they tweaked to the point where they think it's going to be a lot more successful. So we're going to talk about that. We have Trump naming Representative Tom Price as the next Health and Human Services Secretary. Very, very important because his predecessor, during the Obamacare debacle, Sebelius, was somebody who he opposed, and he was in very adamant and vocal opposition of Obamacare. So him being control of the HHS could mean some very interesting things when it comes to our healthcare system. Marijuana users, very interesting. Marijuana users, yeah, everyone's like, well, now I'll listen, huh? What'd she say? Yeah, I'm talking to you guys, okay? Marijuana users, which, by the way, may be all of us soon as it's becoming more and more legal, have abnormally low blood flow in every part of the brain, including Alzheimer's danger zones. What is going on with cannabis and low blood flow to the brain? Is it causing vasoconstriction? What's happening here? Everybody thinks it's like, peace out, dude. Sweet. You know, they think they're all relaxed and stuff, but it could be causing some issues with the blood vessels in the brain. So we're going to talk about that. And London and New York could be underwater in our lifetimes. As scientists are warning us that devastating floods can occur if the West Antarctic ice shelf breaks up. Daily Mail clued us in on this one. I was like, are you kidding me? So as you can see, we've got a very busy day on the Dr. Dahlia Show, but never too busy to take your calls, your questions, your comments at 1-877-DOC-DAHLI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. But topping the coolest of news, okay, this I'm really, really excited about. Remember about a year ago, I believe this time, I was telling you guys that they're making a bandage. There was a prototype. And if you didn't remember, I'm really mad because this is why I need to give you guys more quizzes. But there was a bandage that they prototyped that would change color if the wound was infected. And this was supposed to save days of notifying medical providers if there was something bad happening to the wound. Well, now it looks like it's starting to make it to the trial stage. So this is pretty exciting. So they say existing methods of detecting infections can take about 2 days. Okay. A lot of times you got to remove the wound dressing. You got to smell it. You got to culture it. You remove the bandages that could also cause scarring. But what if the bandages can speak to you?
and tell you this. There's an infection brewing. The technology is pretty smart. Basically, they use these little nanocapsules, that contain fluorescent dye. When bacteria underneath start to produce their toxins and their gases, etc., it comes into contact with this layer that can surround the nanoparticles and puncture them, releasing the dye. So now you could see on the outside that there's an infection. Wound infections is a big deal. We have been trying to figure out how to prevent wound infections, how to find them early, how to treat them early. And right now, University of Bath researchers are carrying out trials at Southmead Hospital, Bristol, although I have no idea if you could wear this in a bubble bath at all. Bristol Royal Hospital for Children, Chelsea and Westminster Hospital, and Queen Victoria Hospital, East Grinstead. That's kind of interesting. Yeah, do you guys see the names of the hospitals there? Southmead Hospital, Bristol. Right, that kind of sounds. A Bristol Royal Hospital for Children. Westminster Hospital, Queen Victoria Hospital, East Grinstead. Whereas in America, we got Mercy Hospital. We got, Cook County. It's very interesting how we name our hospitals. They make their hospitals in Europe sound like five-star resorts. Right? Queen Victoria Hospital, East Grinstead. Oh, let's do it with the accent. Queen Victoria Hospital, East Grinstead. You're expecting a butler and champagne at that sucker. Yeah, when you go to Mercy or you go to Cook County, okay, you're really not expecting, I'm expecting a cook. You know, look, this is your hospital slop. Eat it. If you don't like it, lump it. I mean, that's what I'm expecting. The test will establish statistically how sensitive the bandages are to infections, how specifically they react to infections they are designed to detect. They say currently in cases of suspected infection, precautionary courses of antibiotics are often prescribed. So these bandages work because they have these nanoparticles. When they come into the chemicals caused by the bacteria, the capsules break open, release the dye. And they will not, though, do that to regular bacteria. Because some of you are like, well, Dahlia, you have regular staph epidermidis on your skin. How did you know that? I taught you that. I taught you. Yeah, see? You learned something. Yeah, you got staph epidermidis. Staph epidermidis won't cause this. Okay? It's going to be bacteria that are the bad guys. Remember that girl that was ziplining in Georgia? And the doctor didn't give her antibiotics originally. Because, again, we were trying to, at that time, it was anti-antibiotic. And then finally when somebody's like, you know what, just in case, let me give you one because you're still having pain. It was too late. She had a necrotizing fasciitis. These bandages might have saved her legs. 1-877-DOC-DELLY. Don't go away. Hi, guys. Dr. Dahlia here. You've been hearing a lot about MyPillow, and I'm here to tell you how it works. I have a big head and a big mouth, and falling asleep at night can be difficult. With MyPillow, I'm able to fall asleep faster and stay asleep, and I don't wake up with neck pain like I do with some of my other store-bought pillows. MyPillow is my go-to pillow every night, and when I'm in the studio during the day, Shaky Boo takes his naps with his furry little tushy on it. So get your MyPillow at MyPillow.com and use promotional code DDW. Or you can call 1-800-419-1379. With MyPillow, I'm able to fall asleep faster and stay asleep. MyPillow is my go-to pillow every night. So get your MyPillow at MyPillow.com and use promotional code DDW. That's MyPillow.com, promotional code DDW, or 1-800-419-1379, promotional code DDW. It'll be the best night of sleep ever.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. See website for details.
Need some extra cash today? Do you have bad credit or maxed out credit cards? If so, turn your radio up. 45cash.com is one of the nation's largest personal loan networks with over 50 different lenders. Now you can get a personal loan for up to $5,000 with any type of credit discreetly from your computer or smartphone and with no paperwork to send in. That's right, no paperwork whatsoever. Your cash will hit your bank account as soon as tomorrow as our lenders have millions of dollars to lend regardless of your credit history. Visit 45cash.com. checkingaccount.com, and you can have up to $5,000 in no time. Just have a checking account and a regular source of income, and you can get the loan you need now, regardless of your credit. Go to 45cash.com from your smartphone or computer to get the cash you need. Visit 45cash.com. Type www.45cash.com directly into the address bar. That's 45cash.com. 45cash.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start Program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
The EPA says the air in our homes is up to 5 times more contaminated than outside air. The solution is not just to filter your air, but detox it. UVforLife.com now offers a doctor-recommended UVforLife.com sterilization unit to kill over 99% of viruses, bacteria, molds, and dangerous chemicals. Go to UVforLife.com. Add promo code GCN at checkout to save $100. That's UV, the number 4, life.com. UVforLife.com. Don't just filter your air, detox it.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention heartburn drug users. If you or a loved one has taken Nexium, Prevacid, or Prilosec to treat heartburn, acid reflux, or indigestion, and suffered serious kidney damage, chronic kidney disease, or kidney failure, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Studies from the JAMA Internal Medicine indicate a significant increased risk of acute and chronic kidney disease from taking proton pump inhibitors. If you or a loved one was diagnosed with kidney failure or chronic kidney disease after taking Nexium, Prevacid, or Prilosec to treat heartburn, acid reflux, or indigestion, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk now. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Call 800-225-8944. That's 800-225-8944. Again, 800-225-8944. Call now.
All right, guys, we are back on the Doc Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Tom, who was working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so, President-elect Donald Trump has chosen Representative Tom Price, Republican from Georgia, who has been a fierce critic of the Affordable Care Act and a proponent in overhauling the nation's entitlement programs. He is going to lead the Department of Health and Human Services. I want to apologize. I had a sunflower seed. And there are parts of the sunflower seed floating around. I do not want to choke on my sunflower seed. Hold on. In a news release early this week, Trump announced his selection of Price, who is a third-generation doctor. I believe he was an orthopedic surgeon. Yeah, those guys are the studs.
Yeah, your orthopedic surgeons, they are the studs of the class. I mean, when I was in class and you saw, you know, they were the most athletic, they had the most muscle, you know, and I wanted to be a surgeon, and they were like, babe, leave the ortho to us guys. And I was like, well, fine by me. Can I watch you? You know, I mean, I loved watching the students go into ortho. They're fun guys. They're fun. They're also usually cool. They're not as jerky as some of the other ones that are out there. So I you know, overall orthopedic surgeons, I don't know much about Tom Price, but orthopedic surgeons, they're pretty cool. They're pretty cool folk. Okay, so he's a third-generation doctor. He chairs the House Budget Committee, and he is joining his cabinet, and they say, according to Trump, he said Price is exceptionally qualified to shepherd our commitment to repeal and replace Obamacare and bring affordable and accessible health care to every American. Trump also named Seema Verma, a health care consultant who was the architect of Medicaid changes in Vice President-elect Mike Pence's home state, Indiana. She's going to run the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services. That's very good. Okay, so it looks like he's getting people that at least have some skin in the game, actually, you know, that know, that have, you know, at least been in the trenches of what they're going to be working on, okay? I think Kathleen Sebelius was a political science professor. I don't remember. But I don't think she was a nurse, medical provider, a pharmacist, therapist, dentist, doctor by any means. So somebody running the HHS, being a physician, I think is at least a good start. And this is something we talked about years ago. Can we have people who know what the hell they're doing and have had some experience on the outside? So, as HHS Secretary, Price will be the nation's top health official and the incoming administration's point person for dismantling the sprawling 2010 healthcare law, according to the Washington Post. Trump did promise during his campaign to dismantle it. Now, Price is 62 years old. He is from, obviously, Atlanta, Georgia. Let me see what else has he done here. Okay. I don't think they're going into this many, they're not going into too many details about him. So I apologize. But even Paul Ryan gave his seal of approval. House Speaker Paul Ryan says he is the absolute perfect choice for HHS Secretary. So he was a former chairman of the Conservative Republican Study Committee. He's affiliated with the House Tea Party Caucus and has lambasted what he termed a vile liberal agenda that is threatening everything we hold dear as Americans. So he's pretty conservative. His website describes him as devoted to limited government and lowered spending. So hopefully he takes that into health care as well, because we want as little government as possible. Now, of course, Senator Charles Schumer, Chuck Schumer, wasn't happy. He's not happy, and somebody else is, I think, griped as well, but I'm not going to go into all the gripes. All right. So some people don't like him. Fine. All right. So, they say here, one of the 18 members of the House GOP Doctors Caucus, Price supports major changes to Medicaid and Medicare, health insurance pillars of the Great Society programs of the 1960s under his vision. They say both programs will cease to be entitlements that require them to provide coverage to every person who qualifies. Instead, like many House Republicans, they say, he wants to convert Medicaid into block grants to states, which would give them more latitude from federal requirements about eligibility rules and the medical services that must be covered for low-income Americans. This plan would also require able-bodied applicants to meet work requirements to receive health care benefits. This is something the Obama administration did not do. They say some outside groups from White House have warned that such proposals could lead to deep cuts for those who use the program. The nonpartisan Congressional Budget Office has estimated at least 14 million people lose coverage if Congress revokes the Medicaid expansion that has occurred under the Affordable Care Act. For Medicare, Price favors another idea, they said, switching it from a defined benefit to a defined contribution. So the government would give older and disabled Americans financial help for them to buy private insurance policies. I don't know how that's going to work. I don't know what I like about it. I don't know if I like that one. Price is a six-term member of the House and became Budget Committee's chairman in 2015. He previously was a member of the Georgia State Senate, and when Republicans took control of the chamber, he became the majority leader. He was an orthopedic surgeon and taught at Emory School of Medicine. He's a native of Michigan. So the Medicare and Medicaid programs affect more than 100 million Americans, not only old, but younger people who had applied for disability. We have a issue with our Medicaid and Medicare dollars that haven't really been brought up in the last few months, as all the talk has been about repealing Obamacare. All right, once you give health care to people, and I don't want to say health care, once you give them the health insurance card, a Medicare card, a Medicaid card, okay, people aren't going to want to give that up. So if we have anybody lose their benefits, there's going to be a huge outcry, and there's going to be all the headlines, all these people lost their benefits. Nobody's going to talk about, any of the positives that could come from restructuring. The problem we have here is, if we have too many people on Medicaid and Medicare, too many people, how do we start to glean that? How do we start, where is the money going to come from? If too many people got on Medicaid who could be working, right? Or too many people who have a disability, and listen, as a doctor, I don't mean to sound cynical, but there were many people on Medicare that were young, able-bodied, and, they said they had a disability, and it was a disability, but they're now a ward of the state. They are now on the government dime for the rest of their lives. And I was like, well, why can't they have some safety net for that disability, but still work? And the funny thing is a lot of them said, but I want to work. I can't stand being at home. I want to work. But if I make any money, I lose my benefits. So I have to choose to not work. That is where it stinks. Okay. Now, we also don't want a system where, you have a disability, you get money. So people are like, okay, say I have this doctor, you got to be careful with a system like that. But why is it all or nothing? Why is Medicaid 100% free for somebody going to the doctor? Why can't it be $5? Why can't unemployment insurance be a loan? Why can't, for every week you're out of work, okay, that money has to start getting paid back when you get your new job? And unemployment runs out after a while, all right, where a portion of your future paycheck goes to cut unemployment. People will want to be on unemployment less. Now, I understand in the depth of the recession, there might not have been a lot of jobs. I get that. I get that big time. But as we still see people on unemployment, what if they had to pay part of that money back? How long do you think they're going to want to be on unemployment? All right? There's a lot of different things we could do, such that it's just not all freebies. And somebody paying $5 to see a medical provider is a killer deal. Now, I'm not saying the poorest of the poor. I'm not saying the blind. I'm not saying the people that are completely quadriplegic. Okay, I'm not saying that because they don't have a means. Okay, when they expanded Medicaid to cover another higher level of poverty, not low poverty, but a higher level where are they poverty, are they not? Let's give them a safety net. Why can't they pay $5 or $10 or $20 for a medical visit? That money could again go back into the system. And maybe it'll inspire more people to want to get a job. So I have high hopes for Representative Price because I think he has background, more background than I've seen anybody else. Work on the healthcare system, but it's not going to be an easy ride. 1-877-DOC-DELLY.
Fully. cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the packed bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
This is Ben Gordon, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. There's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-290-8480. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-290-8480. That's 1-800-290-8480.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
As a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision and independence to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. It's the leading cause of blindness in adults 55 and older. Some of us are at greater risk for AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD. If left untreated, it can lead to blindness. The good news? With early detection, AMD can be managed with effective clinically approved treatments that can reduce or even reverse some vision loss. Learning that you have AMD can be scary, but there's hope and help. The Foundation Fighting Blindness is researching and developing treatments and cures for AMD. To get your free AMD information packet, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. Join the fight against AMD, because together there is a cure in sight.
We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. Big thanks again to Blake, who's working the dials, if I didn't thank him yet already. Okay, Win writes, my doctor charges $100 a visit. By the way, if any of you want to email us, you can email us at drdahlia.com. He says, my doctor charges $100 a visit. I think it's fair, but it's too much for many people. I told him to offer coupons and giveaways to those patients who don't smoke and take care of themselves like me. He started to take up a collection for patients to help them pay for their copay, but why doesn't he just lower the cost for some of us? He says not, he took up a collection. I hope I read that right. Not everyone, he says, has the type of income that can afford this. He writes, I don't qualify for Obama crap insurance. He writes Obama crap. So I'm without, but $100 is too much. $100 a visit. Yeah, you know what? I would love to see an Obamacare for lawyers. And I would like to see what happens with the legal. And because, I mean, some of these attorneys, $500, $600, $700 an hour, you know? Yet a doctor charges $100 for a visit and everybody cries foul. Okay, but when it's the lawyer, see, because everybody thinks the doctor is supposed to be so nice. Everybody thinks the doctor is supposed to be so caring. And a lot of us do. A lot of us eat a lot. We do a lot of stuff for free. You don't see a lawyer doing that. Sorry, I don't mean to rip on the lawyers, but man, you guys make $500-$600 an hour. Jeez. My brother went to law school. He doesn't make that kind of money. I don't know why. He's got to be doing it wrong. How do you do it wrong? All right. Well, okay. I don't know about the coupons or giveaways or and the reason why that's very, very difficult is because when I first started, and again, I don't have it in front of me, so I can't quote, but I think Medicare, if you take Medicare patients, or I think if you take any patients, but I think if you're taking a government insurance, and you are caught charging one person one amount and another person another amount, but your Medicare patient has to pay their deductible, it's supposed to be a big no-no. Everybody's supposed to be charged the same across the board within their insurance and within their, for example, if a cash pay, a patient without insurance, okay, if you want to charge $50 to one, you got to charge $50 to everybody who's a cash patient, okay? If you start playing around with the copays on one, but not on the other, I think Medicare can have a poop fit. Now, again, I don't know where that is in writing, and I don't know how that exactly works, but we were taught in our training to never mess around with the price. Don't be handing out coupons. Don't be waving this or waving that. Now, you can, if somebody, so let's say waving a copay. And let's say somebody had surgery, and they're coming back for you to look at the wound, okay? If you don't charge a copay to anybody, you don't charge it to a Medicare patient, you don't charge it to a Blue Cross Blue Shield patient, you don't charge it to a cash patient, then you could do it. If you're not going to charge a copay, because most insurances will not pay for that follow-up visit anyway. So if you want to see somebody for free, as long as you're seeing every type of patient for that same service for free, it's okay. You get that? So let's say I diagnosed you with pneumonia. And I gave you antibiotics. We did the X-ray. Usually though, for the follow-up, you're going to pay. Really, mostly like the wound infection, or like to take out the stitches. Okay, it's not your fault. I didn't use absorbable stitches. I purposely did the nylon ones because I think it would be more cosmetic. So I sewed you up. I want you to come back in 7 to 10 days to take out the stitches. I'm not going to charge you a copay. So I can't charge a Medicare patient a copay. I can't charge a Blue Cross patient. I won't charge anybody a copay across the board. That's for that. And that, I believe you could do. So you have to be very, very careful about who you decide to discount and who you don't. I think the collection thing is very, very cool. I don't know how that works. I'd like to know more about that. That can be pretty cool. For those joining us, this is the Dr. Deli Show, and you can always call in at 1-877-DOC-DELI, 1-877-DOC-DALI, where if you do have, you know, a collection for somebody. I mean, I've known doctors to do collections for patients' other medical bills. You know, like, one of my patients has cancer. They're having trouble paying their oncologist, so we're collecting money for them. You see, you could do something like that. But I don't know if you're allowed to do that for your own pricing if other people don't benefit as well. That's kind of a toughie. That's a very good question. $100 for a visit. Should a doctor get $100 for a visit? For us, we charged $50 for the longest time. It didn't cut it. So we went up to $75. It still didn't cut it. I left my practice before we had to go up to $100. In the olden days, we originally, people that could pay $100. Once the recession hit, no, not at all. So we had a $50 cash price, which I think can still be a little expensive for some, depending on, what we do. Now, what's my time worth? For me, I do so much for free that I'm like, gosh, is 15 minutes or a half hour, an hour really worth $50? That's hard for me to say. But most doctors' time, considering how expensive it is for them to maintain that office, that's the problem. Why should you be paying for the doctor's billing software, the doctor's high-priced staff? Okay? It's not the doctor's fault that he has to pay all that. It's not your fault either. Just like when you go into a restaurant, if the rent goes up for that restaurant, or all those menu changes that happened under Obamacare, the menu changes, your prices went up. But see, what is a doctor supposed to do? If he has to have 3 new billing personnel because of all the stupid ICD-10 and all the new billing issues and deductible retrievals and et cetera, and the prior auths, and he has to hire another 3 new staff members, where is that money going to come from? It's not going to come out of his mortgage. It did with us. We had to take a mortgage out. But, how many times can a doctor do that until they say, to heck with this, I'm out of here? So, and you can't alter the price of what insurance pays you. Yeah, maybe you could renegotiate your contract, but if the insurance is only going to pay you $2.42, all right, because the patient's copay is $30, and all they think you deserve is $32.42, all right, how do you increase your income? Well, you'll have to increase volume to see more people to get more of those $2.42 checks from the insurance. Or what you have to do is you have to raise the cash price. And that's why cash patients seem to get screwed the most. Because it's the only place where medical providers could increase the price point. It's the only place where they can. And it's the only thing that offsets the crappy insurance payments. Medical personnel are making $20, $25 an hour, $30 an hour, easy. So for that one staff, that's not even counting malpractice insurance at $20,000, $30,000, $40,000, $50,000 a year. Some people are paying close to $100,000 a year. So you have a staff person that's making about $30 an hour, and that patient that you are seeing, all right, is only giving you $30, you're going to be out of business in the first 5 minutes. Because you also got to pay their taxes and their Social Security. So it's payroll taxes, etc. So it's a problem. If a medical office wasn't so damn expensive, or a hospital so expensive to run, maybe we could bring down price point. So one thing I would like to see as I revamp Obamacare is how to make things cheaper for the doctor. One, cutting back on lawsuits. We could cut back on lawsuits or malpractice could go down. B, let's get rid of all these codes, these insurance codes. Now we don't have to pay for extra billers. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. We're right back.
You are what you eat? No, not true. You are what you can't absorb, because not absorbing nutrition leads to nutritional deficiency and degenerative diseases. Medication does not fix nutritional deficiencies, and North American soil is now 85% nutritionally depleted. That means your body is not getting the vitamins it needs from just grown foods. Introducing Protovite, the world's first and only full-spectrum protosomal supplement. Protovite is a proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect the blood in an astonishing astonishing 5 minutes. That's rapid absorption. Then Protobite Liquid continues to release sustained nutrition in the stomach, intestines, and colon over a prolonged period of time. See Protobite in action. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video today at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Or call 502-410-3411. 502-410-3411. Protobite is nutrition you can feel. Protobite is nutrition that gets in.
Hi guys, Dr. Dahlia here. You've been hearing a lot about MyPillow, and I'm here to tell you, wow, it works. With MyPillow, I'm able to fall asleep faster and stay asleep. And I don't wake up with neck pain like I do with some of my other store-bought pillows. MyPillow is my go-to pillow every night. So get your MyPillow at MyPillow.com and use promotional code DDW. Or you can call 1-800-419-1379. It'll be the best night of sleep ever.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So requests to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
If you or someone you love is suffering from hearing loss, please stay tuned for a special free offer from the makers of a revolutionary hearing breakthrough called Listen Clear. Listen Clear is precisely designed by top audio engineers to fit the ear almost invisibly, and it can be adjusted to find the perfect way to hear everything in every listening environment. Right now, we're offering absolutely free in-home trials to everyone who calls now. 1-800-957-9652. Call in the next 10 minutes, and you'll also receive free shipping and free batteries for life. Listen Clear is lightweight and practically invisible, so people won't notice when you're wearing it. So again, if you or someone you love is suffering from hearing loss, please give them or yourself this life-changing 100% free in-home trial with free shipping and free batteries for life. For free information, call now, 1-800-957-9652. That's 1-800-957-9652. 1-800-957-9652.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Hi, my name is Stephen Holstein. In my 20s, I abused stimulants and anabolic steroids to the point where my adrenal glands were shot. I suffered from extreme fatigue and an inability to handle stress. For over 6 years, I have been taking adrenal supplements including herbs, glandulars, vitamin C, and vitamin B5. All these supplements did was treat the symptoms and produced only minimal results. Now, just after 1 month on Synergy One and ADR Medics, I truly feel rejuvenated. I have never felt such relaxation before from any adrenal supplement as I did just 10 minutes after taking ADR Medics. I then noticed Synergy One made me wake up rested and with much more energy. No more hungover, groggy feeling upon arising. I had almost considered going to another country for stem cell therapy as a last resort, but now I truly feel rejuvenated on Synergy One and ADR Medics.
Success happens with synergistic nutrition. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dullea Show. Well, many of us were shocked and saddened, and I just besides ourselves to hear that members of the Brazilian soccer team, Chapecoense or Chapecoense, I'm sorry if I'm pronouncing it wrong, were among 81 people on board a chartered aircraft that died in Medellin, Colombia. Of those 81 people, 76 people were killed. It appears there have been 5 survivors, some of whom have been able to talk about the crash. The team was from the small city of Chapeco, which is in, it joined Brazil's first division in 2014 for the first time since the 1970s. It made it last week to the Copa Sudamericana finals. The team has a 22,000 seat arena. It's a very small, nobody expected these guys to make it as far as they did in sports. And so, obviously the region is devastated. They say the team was ruled by tournament organizers too small to host a final match because it only has a 22,000 seat arena. So it was instead moved to a stadium 300 miles to the north in the city of Curitiba. One of the witnesses had said that the plane had run out of fuel and had been circling for a while. Unfortunately, we don't have all the reports, and when we do, we will keep you posted and let you know how the remaining survivors are doing. But it's such a shame. It's devastating. Unfortunately, this isn't the first time sports teams have died in fatal plane crashes. November 8, 1948, the Czechoslovak national ice hockey team, their plane crashed in the English Channel just off France, killing 5 members of the IIHF Hall of Famer, including Ladislav Trojak. In May 4, 1949, the plane for the Italian soccer club, Torino, crashed in the hometown of Turin. They lost 22 members, 18 players, most of its senior squad. That was in the 1949. In 1950, the Moscow VVS ice hockey team, their plane crashed near Svetlovsk. They lost their entire team. February 6, 1958, the plane carrying English soccer champion Manchester United crashed in Munich, Germany. The Munich disaster is still recognized in both England and Germany. 23 people died in the crash, including 8 soccer players and 3 members of the club. In 1958, we had the English fencing team. They crashed on a plane near Ireland in the Atlantic Ocean, all 99 people on board. 1960, July 16, the Danish national football team were on a plane that crashed in a strait between Denmark and Sweden. Sad news keeps coming, guys. October 10, 1960, Cal Poly San Luis Obispo football team crashed during takeoff in Toledo, Ohio. 22 people killed. February 16, 1961, the U.S. figure skating team was killed. The entire on a flight heading to the World Figure Skating Champions when the plane went down in Prague. In 1961, 8 players of the now defunct Chilean soccer team CD Green Cross unfortunately were killed. The wreckage of the crash was finally found 54 years later. 1968, Lamar Tech track team, their coach and pilot were killed during a return flight. 1969, the Bolivian soccer team, quote, the strongest, was killed in a crash that left 83 people dead after traveling home from a special holiday match. 1970, the Wichita State football team, there were one of 2 planes carrying that team to a game against Utah State, a crash in Colorado, killing a total of 31 people, including 14 players. They said the plane took a sightseeing route through the Rocky Mountains. It ended up in a dead-end canyon. November 14, 1970, the Marshall University football team. Most of them were killed in a crash as they were returning from a loss to East Carolina. That left all 75 people on the plane dead. 1972, the Uruguayan rugby team Old Christmas Club were involved. It's been known as the Miracle of the Andes when their plane crashed in a disaster that claimed 29 lives, including 11 players. But 16 survivors of the crash were rescued 2 months later. They had to survive in the mountains with little food and no heat. Unfortunately, they led to cannibalism and a desperate 10-day trek through the elements by 2 survivors for help.
when the search for the plane was abandoned. This movie was called Alive, starring Ethan Hawke and directed by Frank Marshall. This is according to CBS News. 1975, the Formula One Embassy Hell Racing Team had a plane crash. 1977, the University of Evansville men basketball team had a plane crash. 1979, the Pactor Football Club. 1980, the U.S. Amateur Boxing Team. November 25, 1985, the Iowa State Women's Cross Country Team crashed on an approach to Des Moines, Iowa. 1987, the Peruvian Soccer Club. 1989, professional soccer players from Suriname died in a crash. Zambian National Soccer Team in 1993. 2001, the team played for Oklahoma State. You remember this? Team played for Oklahoma State University's men's basketball team crashed near Denver after a loss against Colorado during a snowstorm. Crash killed players Dan Lawson and Nate Fleming, 16 staffers and broadcasters. In 2004, the Hendricks Motorsports team crashed in an approach in Virginia. September 7, 2011, Russian hockey team Lokomotiv slammed into a riverbank moments after taking off, killing 44 people on board. Even though plane crashes are more rare, you know, they always say the most dangerous part of flying is the drive to the airport, right? When you hear these things and you see these crashes that take the lives and take the, it's just dumbfounding. And, I visited the Aviation Museum in Arizona. Phoenix, Arizona has an aviation museum. It's actually very, very good. And, when I visited that, I was looking at these planes from, you know, the, Wright brother days, you know, some of the ones that were pre-World War One. And you take a look at them and you go, how did they even have the guts to put something like that up into the air? And now flights, we do it all the time. I mean, there's millions of flights happening every week and we don't even think twice about it and we feel safe and I've flown multiple times. But when something like this happens, it just reminds you that we are humans up in the air, putting our lives, right, you know, at the hands of one or two pilots. Hopefully there's two pilots. And, a big metal aluminum vessel that's up in the sky. And I don't want to scare anybody because, you know, I've had patients who were, you know, phobic of flying. And I couldn't blame them. You know, I personally don't like to fly. As long as I don't think about it, I'm good. But it's just... it's a shame. You know, it really is a shame. And if they really did run out of fuel, how does something like that happen here in the year 2016? So, it's a shame. Three people died, five more sent to the hospital after being poisoned by a Thanksgiving meal served by a church at an American Legion Center in California. Sutter Delta Medical Center in Antioch said they received eight patients with probable foodborne symptoms after they ate a charity meal. Three patients died, four have been released, and one remains under medical care. They do not think there is a general risk to the public. All eight lived at the same assisted living facility and ate a free Thanksgiving dinner at the American Legion Hall in Antioch, among other residents and staff members who didn't get sick. It was Thanksgiving turkey, mashed potatoes, stuffing, green beans, bread, and pies. The meal was intended for the elderly, homeless, and others who do not have a family to spend the holidays with. Volunteers prepared the mashed potatoes, green beans, stuffing on site at a commercial-grade facility. The rest of the meal, like the turkey, was donated by other food facilities. They served 835 people, including homeless people, residents of assisted living, and anybody who wanted a good holiday meal. There were no other reports of related illness, but three died. Oh, what a shame. 1-877-DOC-TELLER.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC IBC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states. Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
This is Dan Billett. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.